Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
In back of short, Jeter on the run, makes a one-handed running catch, and dives into the photographer's area. Oh, what a play by Jeter. You can't believe it.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, 10:01, Beningo on a Saturday. 877-337-6666 is the phone number here till 2 o'clock today. How about that? We actually got like a real show here for a change. The incomparable Big Zoo, Eddie R. Zuman, on the other side of the glass. We're here till 2 o'clock. JR will come your way at that point. Everything and its brother happening right now in the sports world. Obviously, the draft, the Jets and the Giants with the draft, the playoffs going right now, the Knicks, a huge game four tomorrow in Philly, the Rangers rolling up 3-0, ready to get the broom out tomorrow night against the Washington Capitals. We'll get to all that. Would be nice, by the way, Schwartz, if your Islanders could win a freaking game and maybe, you know, make the Hurricanes sweat a little bit, at least one freaking game. How about them winning today would be nice, but don't count on that. We'll get to all that. We'll get to the baseball. Mets lose last night in a game nobody saw because it was on Apple TV. It was the best night possible for me for the Mets not to be on TV because I was locked into the Ranger game. And then, you know, the draft a little bit, you know, paying attention to what the Jets wound up doing and picking that kid Corley, trading up to get him in the beginning of the third round. We'll get to that. We'll start with the draft. Look, I know a lot of my fellow Jet fans were upset that the Jets did not take Brock Bowers. I get it. That was the sexy pick, you know, another guy for Rodgers to throw the ball to. But here's the bottom line, okay? They made the right move taking this kid Fasenu, the tackle from Penn State. They made the right move. You know, you can write it down right now. Somebody is getting hurt on the offensive line, probably more than one. And I guarantee you this too, all right? For everybody that's giddy about all the moves the Jets have made, and I like all the moves, you know, all the free agent signings, all the different things the Jets have done in the offseason. I like the Fasenu move and all of that. But you know, somebody's going down in training camp. It's just a matter of who. Who gets hurt first, Tyron Smith or Morgan Moses? Who goes down first? Does Vera Tucker get hurt again for the third straight year? At least they don't play the Broncos in Denver. So you know somebody's getting hurt, and I guarantee you Fasenu will be playing a lot. And would you be shocked if he wound up being a starter at one of the tackle spots sooner than later? Because I certainly would not be. So you can get upset all you want about Brock Bowers. And look, hopefully he won't turn into be the second coming of Jason Kelce in Vegas. Like I was going to say Oakland, wherever they are now, in Vegas with the Raiders. But look, I like the pick. And all along, going into the draft season, we all looked at, the Jets are going to take one of these offensive linemen, either the kid from Notre Dame, the kid from Penn State, or they wound up getting, or the kid from Oregon State, or the kid from Alabama that went to Tennessee. That's what their priority was going to be. So this was the right move. And it made it even better by what they wound up doing in the third round when they traded up to get this kid Malachi Corley from Western Kentucky. Not exactly a football powerhouse, but what does that mean? It means absolutely diddly, because who knows what these guys are until they get on an NFL field. And you heard a lot of comparisons between Corley and Deebo Samuel and all of that. Look, I like this move too. It's a good move. So we'll see what happens. But again, for everybody that went crazy, they should have took Bowers. Look, one of these offensive linemen's getting hurt, and this kid is going to play a lot. I don't think there's any question about it. You can take it to the bank. To me, there's no question about it. And I think the Jets were going to take the kid, however you say his name, Roma Dunze from Washington. I think they're going to take him. If he was sitting there, if the Bears didn't take him at 9, I doubt the Jets would have made that trade with Minnesota, and they would have stayed at 10 and took a Dunze. That's probably what they would have done. And they would have, passed on getting the offensive lineman. So I really think that would have been the game plan if the Bears didn't take a Dunze, which was really one pick ahead of the Jets, and then the Jets made that little trade with Minnesota, who was dying to get the quarterback, J.J. McCarthy, and all of that. So we'll see how it plays out. And as far as the Giants were concerned, I mean, look, everybody, all we heard, it's funny. All we heard with the Jets was Brock Bowers, Brock Bowers, Brock Bowers. All we heard with the Giants was J.J. McCarthy, J.J. McCarthy. And the Giants decided, we'll let Daniel Jones be the quarterback. We're only paying him $40 million a year. Maybe we should, hopefully he's going to be healthy. We'll see. But, they went and made the move to get themselves a legitimate big-time wide receiver with this kid Malik Nabers out of LSU. And, we'll see what happens. I mean, it's been a long time since the Giants really had a big-time, wide receiver threat. You got to go back to the other kid from LSU they took now 10 years ago. It's hard to believe it's that long. Odell Beckham Jr. So Nabers should only be Odell Beckham. So we'll see how it plays out. Giants took a couple defensive backs with their next two picks. The kid out of Minnesota who's going to take over for McKinney at safety. But look, on paper, it all looks good. It all looks really good on paper and all of that. We don't know anything until these kids start playing. And that's really the bottom line. So if you're a Jet fan, you should be happy with what the Jets did so far. We'll see what they do today. They got a bunch of picks. They got 3 picks in the 4th round, I believe. They also have Mr. Irrelevant. They got the last pick in the draft as well. They should only wind up with somebody as productive as Brock Purdy has been as the quarterback for the 49ers with Mr. Irrelevant, but whatever. But nobody knows what's going to happen until these guys start playing. So I'm happy with what the Jets did in the draft. And everybody that's not happy they didn't take Bowers, just calm down. This kid's going to play. You can write it down. Guys will get hurt on the offensive line for the Jets. Probably somebody gets hurt in training camp. Would you be surprised? All right. Let's switch over now to the teams that play at the Garden. We'll start with the Knicks. Let's be honest about this, because I pull no punches, all right, as you know. Joel Embiid, as good a player as he may be, the guy's a dirty player, all right? Let's tell it like it is. I haven't seen anybody write that yet. I'm waiting for my buddy Vaccaro to write out and out, Embiid's a dirty player. He's dirty. What he did the other day to Mitchell Robinson and even to Hartenstein in game three. Remember, he kicks Hartenstein in the family jewels early in the game. Did not get, of course, they reviewed it. There was a lot of reviews early in that game. Please, what a joke that is. But anyway, they reviewed the foul. And was there a flagrant? Well, of course not. He only kicked him in the nuts, all right? Please, why would there be a flagrant there? He gets away with that. It was only a common foul. And then, of course, later on, when he tried to basically maim Mitchell Robinson, as Robinson's going up for a shot and Embiid's on the ground and basically yanking him down. Now, they did give him a flagrant one. It could have easily been a flagrant two. And, you know, we saw what happened from there. And then even later on in the game, how about the little, I don't want to call it an altercation, but a little verbal discussion with Jalen Brunson. When Brunson got fouled, and Brunson, nobody gets beat up more than Jalen Brunson, but whatever. Brunson got fouled, and, you know, Embiid's trying to, you know, I don't know what he was trying to do, you know, like Brunson was somehow faking it or whatever he was doing. Embiid, who you know, you put your fingernail on him and they call a foul. The guy only went to the foul line 21 times in the game on Thursday night. But, look, all that aside, and you know, and, of course, the officials, don't you love when the NBA, after the game is over, comes out and said how the officials blew it like they did at the end of game two when DiVincenzo hit the shot to win the game?
Disgraceful,
right?
Bro. It's disgraceful.
I mean, right, Zoo? I mean, don't you love it when the NBA, in their infinite wisdom, comes out after the fact and says, well, you know, the officials blew it. They did this. They did that. I mean, it ain't helping the team that lost. You're not getting a win because of that. You know what I mean?
No, you're killing them. And I mean, Listen, it's great if there is a bad or controversial call to come out, explain, or say, hey, we messed up. That's fine. They do it for every single freaking game.
There are games where people
wouldn't even care after like a day. They wouldn't even blame it anymore. But they put out this stupid 2-minute report. And I mean, listen, here's another thing here. The Sixers got jobbed out on Tuesday night or on game two. They got.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Rude. But to equate not having those calls made to what Joel Embiid did to Mitchell Robinson, not tried to do, but did to Mitchell Robinson, even if he wasn't trying to injure the man, what he did was act like a baby and throw a tizzy fit and grab the kid's leg. And because he did that, because he decided that he was going to just go insane in that moment, he injured Mitchell Robinson, didn't get tossed from that game, will not see a suspension, will not see a fine, probably won't get asked about it again because every reporter around him was probably told, if you ask this question, you're never asking Joel Embiid anything else ever again.
Yeah, well, and here's the other thing, too. Let's be honest. I mean, and if Robinson is really hurt and he can't play tomorrow, I mean, that's a big hit. I mean, he's the one guy that defensively can slow down Embiid at least a little bit.
Consistently.
I mean, Right? I mean, he's the only one. I mean, Hartenstein, as good as he's played, you know, he can't really slow Embiid down defensively. I mean, forget about Precious Achiuwa doing that. I mean, what are you going to do, probably put Ananobi on Embiid? I mean, I guess you could try that.
You can't waste Ananobi, though.
Because
if you put him on Embiid and Maxey goes off for 40, then what's the point?
Right. Well, we'll see what happens tomorrow. Look, one thing that I think is pretty obvious, too, though. Look, they won the two games at the Garden when Jalen Brunson did not have great games. On Thursday, he has a big game. He goes off at 39. He gets 13 assists. And they lose because nobody else really did anything. DiVincenzo was a complete no-show on Thursday night. You know, Ananobi was okay. He hit some shots late to kind of give you the illusion that the Knicks were in the game. You know, Josh Hart, who was marvelous in the first two games, was only okay on Thursday night. You know, and if the Knicks, and they got nothing out of Bogdanovich, if the Knicks are going to win the series, you know, they have to, they're a deeper team. They got a lot of guys that can hit big shots for them. McBride really did nothing in this game either. These guys need to come up big if they're going to win this series. You know, you just can't count on Jalen Brunson having a big game and they're going to win because we saw what happened the other night. And if Embiid's going to go off like he did, you know, and you, like you mentioned, Maxey, you know, who really played well Thursday too, but kind of got lost in the shuffle because Embiid went for 50. You know, I'll say one thing: if the Knicks don't win tomorrow, okay, and I'm a little concerned about them winning this game tomorrow. If they don't win tomorrow, this is a 7-game series. You can write it down.
Absolutely.
And this series is if they don't win tomorrow, this series is going 7, no doubt about it. So buckle up, Knicks fans, because, you know, I got a feeling we're looking at a long, very tough 7-game series when all is said and done.
Joe, here's the thing, too, is that no matter what happens tomorrow, Game 5 is a must.
Oh, yeah.
Must
win. No question.
Even if they win tomorrow.
No, bro.
You can't let this series go back to Philly if you get the win tomorrow.
You are 100%. If they win tomorrow, they got to close it out Tuesday night at the Garden. They cannot lose. You're right. No matter what happens, obviously, if they lose tomorrow, then, you know, they certainly have to win Game 5. But Game 5 is an absolute must win. I agree with you 1,000%. No matter what happens tomorrow. If they win tomorrow, they got to close it out Tuesday night. If they don't win tomorrow, well, God knows they got to win to get back to, you know, having that lead in the series. You know, so we'll see what happens. But they need more from everybody else that's not named Jalen Brunson. You know, you got to get something from DiVincenzo. Like I said, he gave you nothing. You know, I got to see, you know, McBride do something. I got to see more from these, you know, the role players, if you will, on this basketball team. They're not winning. We saw Brunson go for 61 in a game this year, and they lost that game.
To the Spurs, bro.
Right.
And here's the one guy for me that it comes down to, because he's the one who is put on the court when Brunson's not playing to kind of take that role on as
McBride,
the scorer. Bogdanovich.
Oh, Bogdanovich, yeah.
This guy.
Yeah. He had a big game. He had some big shots in the first two games. He had a big game in game one, scored 13 points. He only scored 6 in game two, but there were a couple big threes that he hit. You're right about that. They need something out of him. You're right about that.
If he can go out there and give you 15 off the bench, efficiently 15 off the bench or whatever, that is going to be exponential for what this team can do. I mean, you have to have him go off. If he's not going off, he is useless on the court. Because that's all he does is score. He plays terrible defense.
Yep.
He moves around on offense, but he's not exactly.
He's also banged up a little bit. He's got some kind of an issue with his
wrist.
Hand. Right, with his wrist, right.
He had the wrist surgery, bro. Bro. Listen, this team just needs to come out tomorrow, and they just need to fire. They just need to go all in, not even worry about any of this excess BS, because you know the refs are going to be all over it. The second you touch Embiid, it's going
to
be
there's no doubt about it. I mean, 21 times to the foul line? Come on.
Bro, I'm telling you, this is the first time they lay a finger on Embiid, and it looks somewhat, like, vicious. It's going to be a technical foul. It's going to be, you know, double text, whatever. It's going to be no nonsense, and it's going to end up costing them if they try to come out and they try to get a pound of flesh on Embiid for what happened the other night. So, unfortunately, they probably missed their chance on getting anything back with him, but they need to win this series. They have to win this series because
they
anything
have to win
short of
if
that
the
is a
Knicks
disgrace.
Do not win this series, let's be honest. 50 wins, the number two seed and all of that, it is a major disappointment of a season. You are 100% right, bro. They have got to win this series. And who knows? I mean, look, right now you got Indiana ahead of Milwaukee. Giannis didn't play again the other night. They win a triple overtime game there last night. I mean, who knows? Yeah. You have to. And let's be honest with this, and I think Boston's going to win. But how about the Heat going into Boston and winning game two without Jimmy Butler? How about that?
I mean, the Celtics are frauds, bro. They're frauds. I mean, I love Tatum. I think he's a great player. Brown's a great defensive player.
How much do you hate Porzingis?
Oh, my. I mean, listen, this is the guy.
I hate Porzingis more than I hate Embiid, which is saying a lot right now.
I'm with you on that one. But, bro, you know? Porzingis is the guy who is the game changer for them, right?
Right.
And what happens when they're losing? Who's going into the back? Who's sitting in the back, not doing anything? But old Porzingis, who was getting so much love all season long. Well, hopefully Bam doesn't take him out of too many more games going forward, because that would be an awful shame for the Celtics to drop another one to the Heat.
Well, I'll tell you, the Heat amazed me. I mean, the job that Pat Riley and Spoelstra have done over there is just, without Jimmy Butler, too. I mean, it's just, you can't. Look, I mean, I think Boston will win the series. I'd be shocked if they don't. But, Miami's not going to go away quietly. I mean, you can basically take it to the bank. So, but the bottom line, let's get back to our team. The bottom line is, if the Knicks don't win this series, this is a major disappointment of a season. They have got to win this series. When you're the two seed and you have home court advantage in the first two rounds of the playoffs at minimum, you cannot go down in flames in the first round. Let's be honest about it. Cannot.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben and Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This Memorial Day, raise a glass to those who served. And let Blinds.com raise the bar on home decor. Serving up style with huge summer savings. Blinds.com is the better way to get custom window treatments. Online with upfront pricing and no salespeople at your door or inflated showroom prices. Upgrading your window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable for you. Choose from premium blinds, shutters, motorized options, and outdoor shades for your patio. Just in time for summer fun. Blinds.com's free design experts will help you find the perfect window treatments for your home and even send free samples. Plus, you can get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. All backed by Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day sale happening now. Save up to 50% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.